This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Michael Fronte. Here on the Dana and Parks program. Love him.
Love him.
Miles Teller is still waiting to feel the need for speed. The Top Gun 2 actor, who is 37, appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and claimed he hasn't heard any updates about a third Top Gun. Okay. Says Teller, "Look, you might be shocked, but I do not get to greenlight that thing. I have nothing to do with it." Teller played Rooster, Bradley Bradshaw. He revealed the one demand he gave Tom Cruise if there were to be a Top Gun 3. Quote, "I just told Tom, I said, give me enough time, a heads up for me to get in shape. It's 1 month per ab, so I need 6 months heads up."
1 month per ab?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Is he still growing his mustache?
Dan, you're going to find this hard to believe. I don't make it to 10:30 on any given night. On any night. That's it. Is it Paramount who put the movie out?
Yeah.
Is it Paramount?
Mm-hmm.
They have said they're a go for it. They just need Tom Cruise and a script.
The biggest part being the script.
It's a pretty big part.
Pretty important.
You know. They don't really need that much of a script.
Planes, explosions.
Oh, I mean, get out. He's going to be so mad.
Dung, dung.
Mustache.
You're going to be wearing that French horn tomorrow.
Shirtless sport beach scene.
Fighter jets.
Okay, the
oiled
the beach,
workout.
The beach scene was a little bit predictable and boring.
Somebody playing a piano in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not my fault that you guys don't know good movies. It's not
my
fault.
I love those movies.
Oh, it's a fun movie, but they're pretty thin.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
From the USA Today, 47% of the NFL audience is women.
Okay.
And although part of the credit belongs to Taylor Swift bringing Swifties into the fold, the NFL says the superstar only added gasoline to an ongoing fire. 47% of the TV audience of an NFL game are women.
Good.
Stands the reason.
Football is the number one sport among women in the U.S., and it keeps growing. 68% of all women and girls in the U.S. say they are fans of the NFL. Says one gal with the NFL, Marissa Solis, "Our currency is relevance, and we have to be relevant to all sorts of audiences, to young people, to women, all of it."
Good.
And they do credit Taylor Swift with some of that. Deion Sanders says he will not coach in the NFL. He doesn't know how to and will not do it.
Okay.
The NFL.
Didn't he also say that about college?
He says he loves coaching in college. He did get a call from Jerry Jones when the Dallas job opened up, but he did not ask for an interview.
I mean, I believe that is about as much as Dana saying she's not going to the Super Bowl.
I am not going to the Super Bowl.
Tell us
yet.
Truth?
100% not going.
You're not going to New Orleans?
Nope.
You got two
just
days
around
to figure
it
I'll
out.
Tell you this, of all of the cities, you know, I do not pine to go back to New Orleans. Really, I've been there. I've seen it. It's one of those cities that I just don't. If it was
close to your family,
if it was probably anywhere else, I would have flirted with the idea. I don't. It's a lot. New Orleans is.
Is it more than Vegas?
Yes.
You should go down to Biloxi.
Yeah.
Spend some time with the parents.
With the rents.
And then just drive over to New Orleans.
I'm good. We talked about it. I just.
New Orleans.
It's just.
New Orleans.
Oh, I hate that.
It's an interesting town.
So we've had a lot of stories recently about sports betting among professional athletes, people tied directly to professional athletes.
Not supposed to do it.
Has been handed down to the former interpreter of Shohei Ohtani.
I knew that was coming down today. What did he get?
If I remember correctly, it was like tens of millions of dollars that he was accused of betting and stealing from Shohei.
Correct.
4 years and 9 months.
That doesn't seem like a long time.
Nothing.
For what was done.
Slap on the wrist.
Wow.
I'm also still trying to figure out how Shohei didn't know that he stole like $70 million from him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess first I'd have to have $70 million to.
Did you know that 50 to 60% of the money bet on the Super Bowl comes in on that Sunday? According to the story I'm looking at right here from Channel 9.
People start drinking and they think, here we go, let's place a bet.
The game opened with the Chiefs as 2-point favorites. They are now 1.5 favorites. Apparently, a lot of Eagles wagers coming in of late.
Good. We'll take your money.
Somebody on the text line, Dana, says you can get free Super Bowl tickets. You just have to give them your social security number.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Which, by the way, I got a spam text today that, man, it ticked me off. And I pass this on because they're getting
crafty,
bolder, and craftier. And I took a photo of it. And then here we go. I took a photo and then deleted it. God, this ticked me off. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Apple approval notice. We have noticed that your Apple iCloud ID, small letters, was recently used at Apple Store California for $143.95. When I first glanced at this, I saw Apple California and I thought, oh God, did I buy something like online that would have come? Like my first thought was this is legit.
Okay.
Also, some suspicious sign in request and Apple Pay activation.
Is there a hyphen in sign?
No, there is not. Request detected, period. That looks like suspicious to us. But Scott, if you were just glancing at this, which I did, the first thing that came in, Apple California, I thought, well, maybe I bought something and then, you know, the warehouse is in California. I replied to that text.
With a middle finger.
A photograph of me holding a middle finger. And I posted it online as
a
warning.
Did they respond?
I said, look out. This is what's going on right now. And multiple people on my Facebook page said I got the exact same scam text in the last 24 hours. So that's the new one.
Huh.
And it says, call this number. We'll help you get this straightened out. And there's a link to a phone number. Don't do it.
Well, do not click on the blue words
ever.
In your text message.
Ever.
Literally ever.
Yeah. It's just like that letter I got from the IRS.
Makes me so mad.
About my identity being stolen and call this number. And the first thing the guy says, I tell him why I'm calling. He says, well, before we go any further, I need your social security number. I said, how about you open up my account and I'll give you the last four to confirm it's me. And he said, no, we need your number. I said, you already have it.
You're the IRS. You gave it to me.
Yeah. I mean, fools and their money.
Yep.
Easily parted.
I always feel weird, even though I'm the one that initiated the phone call when people ask me for information like that, as if I am being scammed. Like, I called a company yesterday.
Yep, to pay them.
Talk about 401k stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, we need your social security number to confirm. And I was like, do I give it? I mean, I called them. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I gave it. So if they steal my identity.
Oh, I anytime anyone asks me for that social anymore, how do you know they didn't spoof that? Or I didn't call a number. Here's the worst thing. You Google a number and scammers have paid to what looks like Southwest Airlines is not.
Right.
And then you're handing over all your information.
Well, they did successfully get me into my account. So if they are scammers, they're very good.
They're pretty good at it. Okay. Very interesting story when we come back. A former, now deceased, Kansas City Chief has one last shot to get into the NFL Hall of Fame. It is, I believe, tonight. He was a great player. But his life ended in controversy and tragedy. We'll get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Fascinating story here from Donna Pittman over at Channel 9, and I'll read just a portion of it, and then we'll visit with her in a second. For decades, there has been a debate about whether a former Kansas City Chiefs player should be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jim Tyer was a Chief in the 1960s. He was revered for his playing skills. He was also known as a family man. But in 1980, Tyer shot and killed his wife, Martha, before turning the gun on himself. Turns out he likely had CTE, a progressive disease. We talked about it earlier in the show. Tyer is a nominee for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Those who get in will be announced, I believe, tonight. And some family friends say he was a classic CTE case, but a wonderful, gentle giant. Played 14 seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs. Made the Pro Bowl 8 times. But it's what happened off the field that has kept him, some believe, out of the Hall of Fame.
And this was news today because another player, it just came out through the university in Boston that is in charge of all of this stuff, Conrad Dober, who passed away, former Bills player, St. Louis player, had at least stage 3 CTE. His family today saying they are relieved that the truth has come out. And in death, he wanted those findings published, Scott.
Donna Pittman is in New Orleans, and she joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Donna, welcome.
Hi, Scott, Dana. It's good to talk to you. How are you guys?
Oh, I miss hearing your voice. I wish it was from a more,
I know.
Beautiful story. It's tough to talk about this because this involves the death of a woman, and we can't excuse that.
And the death of a father.
Yeah.
And that's important that we recognize both of those things. I have had the honor, the privilege to talk to Brad Tyer, who was 17 years old when this tragedy happened. And, as a reporter, I am, I'm going after the facts. I'm hearing what I'm told. As a human, and I think you guys would probably agree with me, I've realized over my years, there are nuances. There are gray areas.
Yep.
Things are not always as they seem. Now, do I know that in this case? No. But I know that in 1980, this horrible tragedy happened. Jim had not been doing well. Matter of fact, it came out after that his wife had asked the doctor to please help. Something's wrong. And of course, 1980, we didn't talk about mental health or things not being perfect, right, at all. Yeah, certainly not like we do today, but not at all. He had applied for a job that day. Things seemed fine hours later. And there is a copy of his handwritten job application, too. And you can just tell that things were off. But hours later, he was gone. He did kill his wife and then turned the gun on himself and died by suicide as well. Now, years later, and I have to say, too, I don't want to forget to say that he was cremated. So,
there's no going back.
There's no going back, but we know so much now about what was going on. And anybody that you will talk to, and I've talked to several folks who knew Jim Tyer, will tell you and I know people aren't always what they seem, but people on the inside who have nothing to lose will tell you that this was just a really good guy, gentle giant. His son Brad talks about him coaching every time he could in the off season. He was coach. He was at every game. The neighborhood boys, the school boys would come over to their house and his dad would wrestle with him. And he had wonderful parents.
Real quick, Donna, he said never raised his voice. I'm curious, did the son, was he able to verbalize or in any way or talk to you about noticing that slide and maybe not even understanding as young as he was what that was at the time?
I have not talked to Brad about that exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, and Dana, you guys may know Kevin Patrick Allen. He's a local filmmaker, and he has and now is reworking, made a beautiful documentary. It's called Beneath the Shadow. And and it talks about the Tyers family, not just this tragedy, but also the resilience of the kids, of the grandparents who raised them, Martha's mom and dad. But one of the things that Kevin says, he calls Jim patient zero of CTE. Again, we didn't know, right?
Yeah.
But apparently he had the biggest head in the NFL. He played left tackle for 14 years. Because his head was so big, you guys, the NFL actually, according to Kevin, kind of hollowed out a helmet. So essentially he had a plastic shell, like a salad bowl.
With no padding.
Like customized it for him.
Yeah, ran out there. And there's a picture that says tires, helmet only. Of his helmet, and it's Jim's helmet. And nobody else is to touch it. And so he ran out there, you know. One of the most incredible parts of this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, well, finish your thought just a second, if you would, Donna. Do his kids, are they rallying to get him into the Hall of Fame?
So this is the next thing I was going to say, Scott, was about his kids. Yes, they have, you know, as much as they can. And there is a committee. They're certainly not on the committee. They're working folks like you and I, not in the NFL.
Yeah.
But these kids are, and kids, they're obviously adults now, but with kids of their own. But they are, you know, great members of society. They're close to one another. And what floors me is they are truly, they're forgiving. Yeah. You know, truly the epitome of what I would like to be as a person, I think. And forgiving is maybe not the right word, because they say no one was at fault. Brad recently told me, I'm not mad at the NFL. And, you know, you better believe that, you know, once CTE started being talked about, attorneys from all over came to them and said, hey, you've got something here. You could get a lot of money. You know, it's pretty cut and dry. They didn't pursue any lawsuits because, as Brad just recently told me, he said, this was not anything done to my dad on purpose. Nobody knew. We didn't know. And what is it? Maya Angelou, and I'm going to mess up the quote, but says something, you know, we did then what we knew then, and we do better because we know better now.
He's quoted in the documentary, I see this now, Donna, saying the man who committed the murder-suicide was not the man we knew as our father.
And there you go. And that's, yeah. And that's what's been so hard, Dana. For 45 years, they've had to reconcile and you know, introduce the internet at some point, right? Here it comes. But reconcile the dad they knew with the headline that goes with his name.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as the years and as the comment sections became a thing, it's been like reliving, and I don't want to speak for this family, but reliving this horrible tragedy all over again. And how high of a rooftop do you have to stand on to say, that was my dad, you know, and he was a good dad, and he was sick. In the story that we air today, I told my husband, I said, after I talked to Lynn Bethard Levitt, I said, I hope I have friends like this. If something ever happens to me, I mean, you talk about a girlfriend. She was friends with Martha, best friends with her when they were having their babies. Her husband, and Scott, you may know the name Pete Bethard. Dana, you may know the name Pete Bethard too. I shouldn't leave you out. Pete was actually Lynn Dawson's backup quarterback.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. So their husbands were both playing for the Chiefs at the same time. They were having babies. You know what that's like to have a 2-year-old and a newborn. And so then when the guys would be at training camp or out at games, yeah, Lynn and Martha, Lynn lived right above her, the apartment above her. And so they would stay together with their four kids.
Wow.
They each went on to have two more. So I think eight, you know, between them. But she, without hesitation and with the voice of all certainty, says, this is not Jim that did this. This was CTE.
The final vote, Donna, I'm looking at this, will be revealed tonight. But to get inducted, it says a candidate needs 80% of the selection committee's votes. You're not supposed to have an opinion. We're not asking you for one. But, like, this is controversial, even knowing all that we know now. What are people saying? Like, what do they think is going to happen here?
I don't want to speculate, and I really don't know because I haven't taken a poll on what people think, right? But I will tell you, and I hope I get this as right as possible, that and anybody who knows sports, Sam, any of you better than me, weigh in. But apparently with the NFL, it's different than the baseball and MLB, in that they are supposed to vote a person into the hall based only on their on-field performance, not on anything else. And I'm hesitant to use the word behavior or character because I don't know that it's fair to say that what happened, as horrible and as unthinkable as it was, has anything to do with this man's character, okay? Or quote, bad behavior. There are many people who will tell you that he was sick, but the NFL is only supposed to vote based on what happened on the field. And from everyone I've talked to, and you can look it up. I'm not a stats gal, but this is a guy who, without a doubt, should be in the Hall based on his football statistics.
Yeah. Donna Pittman with Channel 9 KMBC. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your experiences in New Orleans.
Yes, please be safe, and we'll talk when you get back.
All right, thanks for the call.
Be well, Donna.
Let's talk about this. Okay. Take care.
What do you think, Scott? This is tough.
Well, let's take a quick break, line up some calls. It is tough. It's really tough.
There are some quotes in one of the stories I found with the Sun about what happened that night and what kind of their thoughts today. It's been 45 years. You can't even imagine. Some was a teenager when this happened.
Jim Tyer, who played left tackle for 14 years for the Kansas City Chiefs, killed his wife, Martha, in 1980, then turned the gun on himself. He is up for induction into the Hall of Fame for the first time tonight. Does he belong there? 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about this story from Channel 9. Thanks to Donna Pittman for coming on the air with us. She's the reporter behind the story that we're talking about. There's a former Kansas City Chief, and I must confess I wasn't familiar with him or his career because he played way back in the 60s.
Well, what you need to know is he had the padding removed from his helmet.
Because his head was so big.
His head was so big, he didn't have padding in his helmet. His doctor back then and now says he is certain he had CTE brain damage. Quote, I mean, if it walks like a duck, quacks, and water runs off its back, and its name is Daffy, he says, it's not a zebra.
His name was Jim Tyer. Played 14 seasons for the Chiefs. Was an 8-time All-Pro. Everybody would tell you, those who are familiar with his playing days, would tell you if anybody belongs in the NFL, it is, or Hall of Fame, it is him. Now, we had this conversation off the air. We should point out O.J. Simpson, acquitted but long suspected of killing his ex-wife and Ron Goldman, is in the Hall of Fame, but he was inducted into the Hall of Fame before those murders.
But I would ask you, if he hadn't been, do you honestly think the Hall of Fame committee, knowing all that we know now and what happened to those two poor souls who were slaughtered, do you honestly think the committee would have green-lighted his entry into the Hall of Fame? I think some things are so horrifying, and we know he was actively beating his then-wife when he even here in Kansas City hanging out with Marcus Allen. We know that he was a wife beater. Yeah. Would he have been inducted? And you have to think the answer would be no.
Probably not, but I think there's a reason that Jim Tyer has not been even considered for induction for the last 45 years. If he is truly that good as everybody says, that much of a gentle giant, as his dear friend said, but did this one thing, this one awful, tragic, terrible, horrible thing, killing his wife Martha and then killing himself, I think that is why he has been off the ballot for 45 years.
I Googled his name to look through his Wikipedia page, and there's one quote that stood out to me from his family: the unlikeliest murder-suicide.
It was September 15th, 1980, and I'm quoting here from the documentary. His son says, his son, and I quote, "He came to my bedroom at about 9 o'clock and had a talk with me that you would have with your kids if you knew you were never going to see them again." As a typical teenager, Brad Tyrer didn't really get the message, but a short time later, his father shot and killed his mother and then himself. And then he goes on to say, the man who did that was not the man we knew as our father.
It was not Jim Tyer. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dawn in Kansas City, hello.
Hey, so I didn't know about the CTE thing. I honestly don't think anybody who takes another life should be in a Hall of Fame of any kind, but the CTE, there's been so much research done on that that would explain it. But is Aaron Hernandez, and I don't know this question, but is Aaron Hernandez in the Hall of Fame?
He wasn't good enough to be considered.
But it's a great question, Don, because we have these players who have done violent, unspeakable things, and at what point... I mean, I'm not saying you excuse it, but there have been documentaries about Aaron Hernandez, and after his death, they said he had the most destroyed brain they had ever seen for someone in his age group.
Right. So I don't think that if there's a character clause in every NFL and almost every professional sports that says if you do X, Y, or Z, you're off the team. So that should eliminate you from Hall of Fame as well.
Okay. But Donna Pittman did point out, thank you, Don, 913-586-7798. Donna Pittman did point out that the committee that decides whether you get in or don't is only supposed to look at your on-the-field contribution performance. They can't take into account, were you a jerk? Were you an absentee dad? Did you hurt people, maybe not kill them? Because if character is a factor in whether somebody gets into the Hall of Fame for the NFL, then character should be a factor if you stay in the Hall of Fame, and then you would have to
remove
if character is
involved. Remove O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson has to be removed.
Okay, but turn it around and let me ask you another way. If, in fact, knowing all that we know, 80% of the people vote to put Jim Tyrer in the Hall of Fame, they have now opened that door so that any other player who does horribly unspeakable things. You name what that thing is for you. Murder, suicide, or worse, rape. Mass murder. Think of all of the horrible things. If they open this door, are they not basically saying if CTE is suspected or confirmed in death, we cannot look at fill in the blank of the worst thing you can think of?
So you're saying, would they open a Pandora's
this
box?
This is a can of worms.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to talk about character clauses and character off the field, how many players today should not be playing?
Oh, sure.
Quite a few.
The Hall of Fame is different, Sam, isn't it?
The greatest kicker of all time just had a series of allegations roll out, and we still call him the greatest kicker of all time.
Let's go to Tom in Belton, 586-7798. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, it's like I believe it was Sam I was talking to. O.J. Simpson, after all the issues he had and went to jail and that, there was talk about removing him from the Hall of Fame, but it was based upon what he did on the field. And another thing is, these people that vote players into the Hall of Fame, you got to remember, they're human beings too. And if they don't like something, they're not going to, or somebody, they're not going to vote for them.
Yeah. Well, and there's a reason, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, there's a reason that Jim Tyer never even got on the ballot for the last 45 exactly. years. And it probably had to do with the very last thing he ever did on this planet.
And it's a shame, because it's supposed to be based upon what you did on the field, not off the field.
Yeah, but like when in the case of an O.J., Tom, and I hate to keep bringing him up, but I will because he's the poster child. On the field, he was doing great things. He was also beating his wife. Before he murdered her, he was also a wife beater while he was doing great things on the field. You can't, I don't know if we put an asterisk next to that. Like,
well, I don't want to split this hair, but I think he married Nicole Brown Simpson after he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. So the beating, the likely murder, or at least the murders that he was accused of and acquitted of, all of those things happened after he got into the Hall of Fame. But I still think if we're going to bring character into the mix, if we're going to do that for Jim Tyer, and we're going to say you can't be in the Hall of Fame because of the last thing that you did, then you have to take O.J. Simpson out of the Hall of Fame for what he did, or what we all suspect.
Clearly.
Yeah. Aaron, looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello, sir.
Hey, so it's the Hall of Fame of football, not the Hall of Fame of character. If, you know, we're not trying to give this guy the Walter Payton Man of the Year award, it's about football. You can separate the art from the artist, like we do Michael Jackson and so many other people done horrible things.
Great point.
So, you know, as well as, you know, with our government of year, way old, you know, our, you know, the forefathers, we separate them from slavery to a point.
But so, we are bringing down statues of slave owners, are we not?
And I'm fine with that. So have a good day.
Okay. Goodbye, Aaron. He brings up a great point, though. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Clearly, Michael Jackson is in it. And
never convicted of a crime.
True.
Well,
I'm not trying to split a hair here. Neither was Jim Tyer. Now, he made sure he couldn't be convicted because he took himself out.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, if we're going to look at musicians and some of the things that they do off stage, sometimes even on stage, do we kick Michael Jackson out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
because of the allegations against him? To be fair, one of the first shows I looked up, you know, we're going to be in Vegas next week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first shows I looked up was Michael Jackson won the Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. Not only did we look it up, we bought tickets. We're going.
See, the American society has forgiven, at least musically, Michael Jackson for what he's accused of doing.
Well, and if we're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and we really dig into the personal lives of many of those rockers of the age, having a bad character was part of the gig.
Definitely in the 80s.
I mean, if you weren't doing horrific things off stage,
were
you really a rock and roller?
Yeah. somebody says on the text line, the NFL fines players for things they do or say off the field. That is true.
And on, although they shouldn't. Travis Kelce should not have been fined for that. I'm sorry. Sorry. They shoved Mahomes.
You just won't let that go.
I will not let it go.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, what did you find, Sam?
Kansas is the best.
Not at basketball right now.
Well, okay. Had to go there. At least when it comes to states to drive in. That doesn't necessarily mean that Kansas has the best drivers, but the quality of driver is, of course, factored in. Wallet Hub looked at it recently, 2025 survey. Key dimensions including cost of ownership and maintenance, traffic and infrastructure, safety. That's where the quality of driver comes in. And access to
vehicles. Well, they weren't on Shawnee Mission Parkway last night. No.
And maintenance. Hawaii, well, I already told you one. Hawaii was the worst. Do you want to guess a couple of the other worst states to drive in?
Lay it on me.
Missouri.
No. Washington, number two. Montana, three. New Hampshire and Colorado rounding out the top five.
But you say quality of roads and number of traffic. Montana, I mean, what do they have? Five people?
Well, that would probably be the access to vehicles and maintenance.
Okay.
That dropped their rank. Kansas, top of the list on best states to drive in. Idaho, number two. Indiana, Iowa, and Oklahoma.
Wow.
Rounding out the top five there. Go, okay. Kansas.
New York posted a story about the most popular plastic surgeries that men get.
Okay. Hair plugs, does that count?
That did make the list, yes. I believe that's number five. No, it's four. Facelift is number one.
Really?
Yep. Getting rid of that turkey neck.
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
Don't like the turkey neck, do we?
I'm starting to get one, and I don't like it.
No matter how much I work out and no matter how well I eat, I can't get rid of my double chin.
Meh.
Meh.
Eyelids, number three.
Yep.
Number four, more hair. And number five, fewer wrinkles. Here's your list.
Okay.
We're as vain as you guys, apparently.
Hey, you know me. I say if you want it and it makes you feel good,
yep,
you're not hurting anybody else, get it done.
Payments to ransomware fell 35% last year. In 2023, companies paid out or businesses paid out or governments paid out $1.25 billion in ransomware. That number fell to $814 million in 2024. So I guess that's good news.
Or were there fewer demands for it? I doubt it, but you know, numbers can mean anything.
And donations to Luigi Mangione's legal defense fund have picked up after a news report said that they had slowed down.
Oh, great.
Nice. We're giving him free advertising.
We report the fact that the money has slowed coming in. We collectively as the media.
Yeah.
And then it picks back up.
It was Newsweek, by the way, that reported that contributions to his defense fund had slowed to a, quote, trickle.
Okay.
Good job, Newsweek.
He has received $248,000 in donations to help defend him against state and federal charges, which, by the way, I think we reported yesterday that the federal charges could bring the death penalty.
Yep.
And so he's had a death penalty expert assigned to him. And residents in the path of Hurricane Helene, if they had a private bridge on their property, going over a creek or even a river, if the hurricane took out your private bridge, you are responsible for its replacement.
Can you enact a toll for your private bridge?
Well, I don't know who's driving on your private property.
I don't know.
Other than you. That makes total sense to me. I don't understand why that is news.
Today is Lame Duck Day.
Ha!
Commemorating the day in 1933 when the 20th Amendment went into effect.
Great. Nice.
It is also National Chopsticks Day.
Didn't we just talk about chopsticks yesterday?
I eat with them. If it's Chinese food, I will eat with chopsticks.
I do too.
I do too.
I think it tastes better than coming off of
that,
a fork.
But I do too.
Celebrating birthdays today. If you're ready to feel old, Axl Rose is 63.
Unbelievable.
Rick Astley is 59. And Tom Brokaw, one of my favorites, is 85 today. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III.
Woohoo!
My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Festivus Friday tomorrow. Have a great evening. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.